Hello, this is Dr. Phil Fernandez, the president of the Institute of Biblical Defense and the pastor of Trinity Bible Fellowship. And today I'm going to talk about something that's really big in the news, and that's racism. Racism. And with all the false news that we've been getting, a lot of times the biggest racists are the people that call everybody else racist. So I don't like that today. If you're not politically correct and you just disagree with somebody politically, you're automatically called a racist. The problem with that is you keep labeling everybody who disagrees with you as a racist. When the real racists come, it's going to be hard to identify them. You got nothing left to call them. We call everybody Nazis. And then when the real Nazis come, you got nothing to call them. So whatever the case, what does the Bible teach about racism? And by the way, the racism is on both sides of the aisle. Yes, you have white Aryan supremacists who want an all-white nation and want to defeat and kick out non-whites. You also have white separatists. We don't want to beat up or kick out non-whites, but they just want to be separate from them. So you do have these neo-Nazis and neo-fascists. They're white nationalists, the alt-right. And there's definitely racism there. But we're also getting racism from things like the Black Muslim movement. The Nation of Islam under Louis Farrakhan is continuing the racist ideology of his forerunners. And the Black Panther movement. Also, the Black Lives Matter movement. I'm sure there's a lot of people involved with that aren't racist, but the ones who are crying out to kill cops. That's just, if you can't call that evil, I don't know what is, but there are some in the Black Lives Movement that if you say all lives matter, they get upset with you. And if black lives really matter, most blacks that are being murdered by other blacks. Just as most whites that get murdered by whites. So if there's a problem, you should go into the inner city and try to clean up that problem. But whatever the case, we got racism on both sides. Black on white racism and white on black racism. And the Bible is opposed to racism. The Bible teaches, and Paul, when he spoke on Mars Hill in Acts chapter 17, verses 22 to 28, he said, all mankind is of the same blood. We're all related. We're all descendants of Adam. All mankind bears God's image, Genesis 1, 27 and 28. Even after the fall, in fact, even after the flood, we still bear God's image, so that it's against God's laws to kill a human being, and it's worthy of the death penalty, according to Genesis 9:6. So we bear the image of God, yet all people have sinned. You know, Romans 3:10, there is none righteous, no, not one. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So we're all related, we're all created in God's image, and we're all fallen. And then all people can be saved. I'm not a five-point Calvinist. I believe Jesus died on the cross for the sins of all mankind. So I take seriously when Jesus says, or when the Lord says in Isaiah 45:22, come to me, all the ends of the earth, and be saved, for I am God, and there is no other. Matthew 11:28, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest. And so all people can be saved. God loves all mankind. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. 2 Peter 3:9, he desires that all mankind comes to repentance and comes to salvation. And so Jesus died on the cross for all mankind, not just for the elect. He died for all mankind. So all mankind's related. We bear God's image. We've fallen, but God loves all mankind, sent Jesus to die for all mankind, desires to save all mankind, but he gives us that choice, and most of us do turn from him. And then once we're saved, all believers are equal in Christ. And when it comes to salvation, there's neither male nor female, slave nor free, Jew nor Gentile. We're all one in Christ and equal in God's eyes. So, and you can look at the Declaration of Independence, where our founding fathers said, in the writing of Thomas Jefferson that all men are created equal. This goes back to the creation account. And so human life is of infinite worth, infinite value, because we were created by the infinitely worthy God. So and when everything's said and done, there's really only one human race. There's a lot of varieties within the human race. It's like with dogs, a lot of varieties of dogs, but a Chihuahua and a Great Dane are both dogs. A lot of variety among humans, but we're all human beings. And so there's really, when everything is said and done, there's only one human race. And Jesus has called us to love all mankind, even our enemies, to love all mankind, to reach out to them, to care about them, and to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them all that I commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. We're to love all mankind and go to mankind. So what I think about racism, instead of being a racist, you ought to be a missionary. Love all mankind and preach the gospel to all mankind. Thank you, and God bless.